KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies, 38 degrees. Actually, it's a 38 degrees here at Atlantic. And we look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high around 75, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late, a low of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic High School will host a youth mental health symposium on Monday, October 25th. And that takes place from 5 until 7:45 p.m. All middle school and high school students, parents, and members of communities in Cass County are invited to attend. The free event will include a meal sponsored by area businesses, door prizes, and free child care. Motivational speaker Joe Beckman will talk about the importance of human connection at a time when loneliness is at an all-time high. And a series of short presentations will be given on issues affecting students today, including anxiety, health relationships, and mental health awareness. Organizations from Cass County and across the state will be at the event providing resources to students, parents, and community members. Atlantic High School counselor Sarah Rose said the event addresses a critical need. She says, "We're seeing a huge need for awareness about mental health in our community at all age levels. Students and families are struggling more than ever." Rose said, "We need to reduce the stigma, offer support, and we hope this event will start those conversations." A large donation was made to the Atlantic Community School Foundation to cover the cost of the speaker. Several sponsors donated to cover the cost of the meal, Full Circle Therapy, Zion Recovery Services, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, Therapy Place, and Cass County Health System. Attendees will be entered into drawings for gift card door prizes donated by the participating organizations and the Family Crisis Support Network. Doors for the event open at 5 p.m. Again, that's October 25th, with a community resource fair and a series of optional 10-minute presentations in the high school gym. At 6:30 p.m. on that date, a light supper will be served in the Commons while Beckman shares his messages with attendees. And child care will be provided on-site for the duration of the event. While there is no cost to attend and pre-registration is not required, those needing child care are encouraged to RSVP to the Atlantic High School by calling 712-243-5358. For more information on the event, including sponsorship and volunteer opportunities, reach out to Sarah Rose, Alyssa Dovenspike, or Heather McKay at 712-243-5458. And to slow the spread of COVID-19, masks are encouraged and will be available at the high school auditorium door. In about 2 weeks, the Food Bank of the Heartland's mobile food pantry will be coming to Oneida. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig says anyone, including people from the surrounding communities, are welcome to visit the mobile food pantry with no documentation needed. The drive-through mobile food pantry will be at 208 Chestnut Street in Oneida on October 27th from 5:30 until 7 p.m. or as long as supplies last. The mobile pantry is a traveling food pantry delivering food directly to families in need for a one-day distribution. It is free of charge. Visitors are asked to stay in their vehicles with the trunk open so volunteers can load the food items into your vehicle. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, you can follow Cass County Local Food Policy Council's Facebook page at Cass County Local Food or contact the Food Bank for the Heartland at 402-315-2555. Officials of the Creston Police Department report the arrest at around 10:45 p.m. Monday of 27-year-old Patrick Riley Iams of Creston. He was taken into custody at Spencer and Sycamore Streets for disorderly conduct and public intoxication first offense. Iams was being held at the Union County Jail on a $600 bond. Elsewhere in state news, on Monday, Governor Kim Reynolds announced that $200 million in Federal American Rescue Plan Act funding is now available for grants offered through the Office of the Chief Information Officer, or OCIO, to improve broadband access for Iowans. Last month, the governor and OCIO announced the awardees of the latest $100 million state-funded Empower Rural Iowa broadband grant program. Due to the overwhelming need and interest in the program, OCIO received 178 applications requesting a total of $300 million for the state of Iowa, which is using $200 million in federal funds to build upon it. This new grant program allows communication service providers, including telecommunications companies and local governments, to apply for up to 60% of their broadband project costs in eligible areas of the state. Communications service providers are encouraged to apply for a grant to install broadband infrastructure in unserved and underserved locations. Governor Reynolds said, "Broadband has never been more important for our future. I continue to hear from Iowans who still lack access to broadband speeds necessary to start a business, telework, or connect with healthcare provider. And she says with this additional investment, we have invested more than $300 million this year alone on bringing future-ready broadband to rural and unserved areas of our state. Questions about the opportunity may be submitted to the OCIO beginning on October 15th. Applications may be submitted from October 25th through November 22nd. For more information about the grant process for this funding opportunity, go to the OCIO website. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.